Good evening. This is Bill Satterlee, and along with my co-host Kent Lindquist, we'll be bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz. So sit back and relax, and we'll probably play about 20 tunes tonight. I'm going to kick off the show with a Ben Webster group featuring Ben on tenor sax, Shorty Baker on trumpet, Ray Brown bass, Jimmy Jones piano, just to name a few. It's from a Verve CD entitled Jazz Masters No. 43. The name of the tune is Meet the Frog. Ben Webster, Meet the Frog, and he was called the Frogs, so in case you wondered the significance of that, it was Ben Webster.
I'm going to continue my salute to that great composer who contributed so many songs to the Great American Songbook, particularly back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and those tunes really caught the ear of most jazz musicians, and all those tunes have been carried forward by the jazz community down through the years. And we're going to do something by Count Basie and his orchestra. The tune is Harry Warren's The More I See You. This is the Count Basie Big Band live at the Montreux Jazz Festival in 1977 in Switzerland. Let's listen to Harry Warren's The More I See You by the Count.
Thank you.
right. That was live. You could tell it was live in Switzerland in 1977. Count Basie and his orchestra doing Harry Warren's great Stand in the Mare, See You. And that was the veteran trombonist of the Count Basie orchestra at that time, Al Gray, all the way.
Oscar Peterson usually plays with a working group trio, but on this particular CD, he has Nels Henning Orsted Peterson on bass and Louis Nash drums. Also joining him is Roy Hargrove on trumpet and Ralph Moore on tenor sax, doing a tune entitled North York.
Thank you.
Oscar Peterson doing North York, backed up by Roy Hargrove on trumpet and Ralph Moore on tenor.
Next up is tenor man Zoot Sims from his Pablo album. Zoot Sims meets Jimmy Rolls. Jimmy Rolls, one of the more little esoteric, offbeat piano players, was always a great swinger and always picked out very interesting tunes that aren't played too often. And this is a Harry Warren tune that not too many people do, but is really a nice melody. This is Harry Warren's composition done by Zoot and Jimmy called Shadow Waltz. Thank you. Listening to the tenor sax sounds of Zoot Sims. There's also Jimmy Rawls on piano doing Harry Warren's Shadow Waltz, and I shouldn't neglect the fact that you hear some fine bass work there by George Moratz and Monty Alexander on drums.
I'm going to play the tenor sax of Benny Golson from a CD entitled California Message featuring Curtis Fuller with him. Benny's on tenor, Oscar Brasher's on trumpet, Billy Mays, piano, Bob Magnuson, bass, Rory McCourty, drums, and Curtis Fuller is on trombone. This is a little longer cut. This one's about 8 to 9 minutes long. So let's listen to Whisper Not.
Thank you.
Whisper Not, featuring Benny Golson on tenor.
Gonna do another tenor man. This time it's that the giant of the tenor sax, Sonny Rollins. This is from his Milestone album called Dancing in the Dark, and he takes on a great Harry Warren tune, I'll String Along With You. He's also accompanied by Clifford Anderson on trombone and some unusual drum work, unusual rhythms, I think, in this particular tune, but it swings in a different kind of way. Martin Smithy Smith on drums. Here's Sonny Rollins doing Harry Warren's I'll String Along With You. Thank you. Harry Warren's great composition, I'll String Along With You, done by tenor man Sonny Rollins. Also some fine trombone work by one Clifton Anderson, and an unusual rhythm backing by Marvin Smitty Smith. This is from a Milestone album cut back in 1987 by Sonny called Dancing in the Dark.
Jazz Heritage came out with a CD entitled Things Are Getting Better, featuring Cannonball Adderley and Emil Jackson. So Cannonball was on alto sax, Jackson on vibes, Wynton Kelly piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey drums, doing a tune entitled The Sidewalks of New York.
Thank you.
get much better than that. When Baggs is playing without the structure of the MJQ, he can swing pretty well, I think. Yeah, that was the Sidewalks of New York with a Cannonball Adderley and Milt Jackson.
Next up is a Harry Warren composition. It's played quite often by people in the jazz field, and that's Nagasaki. And this is a contemporary album under the title The Pole Winners, and it comprised of Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. Of course, the reason why the album was titled The Pole Winners is because in that particular year, I think it was like 58 or 59, all three were pole winners on the downbeat pole for their best jazz artists in their particular instrument. So let's listen to Harry Warren's Nagasaki. The brisk up-tempo version of Nagasaki was easily navigated by the master guitarist Barney Kessel with some great support of Shelly Mann doing the brushwork on drums and, of course, the giant of the bass, Ray Brown. That was Harry Warren's composition, Nagasaki.
I'm going to play a Dave Brubeck quartet, this tune that I think everybody who's ever heard Brubeck has heard of it. It's in your own sweet, called In Your Own Sweet Way, featuring Paul on piano, Paul Desmond alto sax, Eugene Wright bass, and Joe Morello drums. In Your Own Sweet Way. Thank you. Some Sweet Way with the Dave Brubeck Quartet. I always thought his style is not military, because I think the modern jazz quartet almost sounds military, but maybe classical, but it isn't. It's kind of straight ahead grooving.
He has a great touch on that track. Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Sadley, and you are listening to The Feeling of Jazz, and we're just about ready to wrap the first hour, and we'll be back for the second hour after the news at the top of the hour. And if you like the first hour, I hope you'll stick around, because I think we've got quite a few good tracks coming up in the second hour. We're going to close out the first hour with something by trumpet man Warren Vacher and pianist Brian Lemon playing a Harry Warren tune called Serenade in Blue.